Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Sean O'Connor from the Central Statistics Office is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Sean, how does Ireland look in 2026?
Yeah, so good afternoon, Andrea. So, yeah, we just published our 2025 yearly summary, which gives us a snapshot of life events, so births, deaths and marriages in Ireland. And I suppose what we know is today for 2025, the number of births was 54,000 and the number of deaths was 35,000 and a half. But I suppose when we look at it over a 10-year time, we see, you know, a real decrease in the number of births. So I suppose between 2015 and 2025, births are down by nearly 12,000 or 18%. So that's a big decrease in the number of births over the last 10 years.
So people are having less children. Are they doing that later in life typically?
So I suppose we published some really kind of interesting statistics as well. And one of the statistics we publish is the average age of a first-time mother. So again, that's actually increased over the last, say, 10 or 20 years. So in 2015, the average age of a first-time mother was 30.7 years, and that's increased it in 2025, where it's 31.8. So as you say yourself, fewer births, and I suppose the average age of a mother having their first child has also increased over time.
Yeah, you talked about the mortality rate or the number of people who've unfortunately passed away. Is that happening at a later stage in life as well?
So I suppose what we do publish is some kind of rich detail on the number of deaths each year and kind of the age group. So I suppose what we see is, you know, I think nearly a third of deaths which occurred in 2025 or to those aged 85 years and over, and that generally kind of stays the same. So it's, you know, the older age groups where the largest proportion of deaths tend to happen, and that tends to, you know, stay constant over time.
Yeah, and the average age of deaths in the country last year.
So I suppose we don't publish that in our yearly summary, but we do in our annual report. But it's probably, you know, in the 80s, the age range is in terms of an average age, but not something we publish today, but something we do, you know, in some of our other releases.
What about tying the knot? Are more people choosing to do that or to stay single?
Yeah, so I suppose we do publish some marriage statistics as well. So it was last year in 25, there was around 19,898 marriages, and that's kind of down from the previous year. And of those, I suppose marriages, 624 were same-sex marriages. But I suppose, again, if we look at that, you know, longer period of time, so we look at, say, the marriage rate. So in 2015, there was 4.8 marriages per 1,000 of population, and in 2025, that's 3.6 marriages per 1,000 of population. So I suppose, again, we see, you know, marriages reducing in numbers, even when we take account of the population.
It's interesting that, isn't it? And I suppose, Sean, typically in your job, you don't really get into the why that's happening. It's more analysing the figures to see what trends there are. But we know there's now less people getting married in the country last year. Do we know where they're getting married?
Yeah, so again, we published, I suppose, one of our really detailed and interesting marriage publications just last month. And I suppose if you kind of look back at that release, what we tend to see is the vast majority of, you know, so opposite sex marriages were civil registry, civil ceremonies, followed then by Roman Catholic ceremonies. So again, you know, our marriages publication, which came out last month, gives you some really detailed and interesting figures for anyone who wants to take, you know, a deep dive into marriages in Ireland in 2025 and further back over the last 10, 20 or 30 years.
Yeah, so less people getting married and more doing so by way of civil ceremony.
Yeah, so I suppose that's kind of the trend we see in our figures, you know, in comparison, say, you know, 2025, it's civil ceremonies is the largest proportion of marriages in comparison, say, to 2015, where I think around 56 or 57% of opposite sex couples were getting married in I think it was a Roman Catholic ceremony.
Anything else from the latest CSO figure, Sean, that jumps out at you today?
So I suppose, look, we published some really interesting figures, and anyone who wants to take a deep dive themselves can look on our website, cso.ie, to see some of the figures we published. But I suppose, you know, some of the interesting things we published is, you know, the most common causes of death. You know, so in 2025, I think more than half of the deaths registered were due to either, say, malignant neoplasms, which, you know, can be cancerous tumours, or deaths of the circulatory system. But yeah, I suppose, you know, I suppose what I took away from it, and it says in our headline, is the fall in births. You know, 18% over 10 years is a large decrease. So yeah, that's probably one of the standout figures today from our yearly summary publication.
Yeah, really interesting, Sean. Appreciate your time on the programme today. Thanks for joining us. Sean O'Connor there, statistician for Life's, Deaths and Democracy with the Central Statistics Office. It's quite a title. Wedding celebrant Ruth Scott is with us on the line today. Ruth, are you surprised to hear there's less people getting married in this country?
Do you know, I suppose I am and I amn't. I remember when the CSO released the statistics looking at 2014 up to 2024, and I shared something on Instagram and a couple of people commented saying, oh, should the number of weddings in Ireland has fallen off a bit. It's gone down 7% in that 10 years, which I don't think is a huge amount of a drop. Maybe I'm fooling myself given that the population is bigger. But I just see it as, you know, people are getting married maybe when they're a bit older. The days of everybody, when they got married, being very young, I think are long, long, long gone. In fact, when I meet couples under the age of 30, I'm almost surprised at how young they are getting married.
Yeah, so, yeah, the 30 years of age is kind of regarded now as a young age to get married at in this country.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Like, I often meet people and they'll say, oh, my parents got married when they were 19 and 20 and 21. Yeah. And we sort of sit boggle-eyed thinking, like, gosh, that is so young to get married.
Kira Elliott is the editor of One Fab Day. Kira's joining us here, Ruth, on the line as well. I suppose the other interesting element of all of this too, the fact that more people are choosing to have civil ceremonies.
Yeah, I mean, that is a massive trend. I mean, in fact, this year was the first time that civil ceremonies became the dominant choice, above Roman Catholic ceremonies. So, yeah, I mean, that's massive. And obviously for lots of reasons, because there's, you know, in the last 15 years, you know, we've seen same-sex marriages come in, and we've seen divorce come in, and, you know, for lots of reasons, the Catholic Church is not the obvious place to get married anymore. But literally this year, it's the first time it's actually just toppled. It has been historically that people marry in a church till this year, so that's massive. And obviously, there's so many places to get married now. There's like 700 different places you can get married, you know, really beautiful sort of history. Yeah, in Ireland, there's from historic homes to sort of castles to, like the National Gallery to sort of like Museum of Literature. There's all sorts of interesting and, bespoke places, I suppose. And as the way it's going, I think, is people are looking for personalization. I'm sure Ruth would agree with that. But, you know, there's so much more of a feeling that you do it your way. You know, there's no sort of textbook way to do it anymore. And I think that's really refreshing.
Yeah, Ruth, when you're obviously that's good news for the line of work you're in, but when you're talking to couples about you know, their civil ceremony or why they're choosing to have one, do they say why they're not opting for the Catholic Church if they are Catholic?
So just to clarify then, the civil ceremonies are the ones carried out by a civil servant or the HSE. So I'm with the humanist, which is secular. So in terms of the couple, they just want to be able to do the wedding in a way that suits them, in a location that suits them. And, you know, there's 700 venues where you can get married in Ireland. I'd argue there's even more than that, because you can get married in a venue that's typically open to the public. That could include the aisle of a SuperValu or, you know, the library or places like that. So it really does open it up. So couples get to be a bit more inventive. And I suppose for them, for some of them, it might be, they just want their day to be remembered. They want them to stand out. Jesus, because maybe
certainly, what if you got married in the Cereal Island SuperValu? Where's the most bizarre place you've ever married someone?
Do you know what? There's a beautiful venue, if I can name, Clifford Lanes, which is in County Kildare. And there's a tiny little, I think it's like a tiny deconsecrated, it fits about 12 people. And you have to walk across a moat, across a stone bridge, over a moat to get into it. And I did one in there one, and it was extraordinary. It was very sort of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves vibes from there. But once the building is typically open to the public, then, you know, you can get married. And couples really are taking that opportunity to personalise their ceremonies. You know, they're choosing these cool places. They might have multi-day events. Sometimes they're having smaller weddings, with the cost being a factor. They have, you know, the cooler things, like maybe their flower arrangements are a bit more exciting. Content creators, if you haven't been to a wedding in a couple of years and you're going soon, don't be surprised if you see a content creator. Basically, somebody coming to make very cool Instagram style videos for the couple on their wedding
day. I was at a wedding very recently. Now, actually, funny, it was in a Catholic church, but yes, there was content creation on the day. And there's no such thing as having one photographer anymore. It's nearly three and four, plus the videographer, plus all else that goes with it, and the content creator. Kira, finally, where's the most bizarre place you've saw somebody get married?
I was wondering when you're going to ask me that. I mean, I suppose, like, well, to add to what Ruth's saying, I mean, you know, there's gorgeous little chapels and, you know, out there, little mills and breweries and all the rest. But I mean, in terms of smaller venues, like what's happening now is like restaurants have become really thing as well. Like, I suppose, you know, you haven't mentioned that. Like, I mean, most people don't necessarily want to get married somewhere wacky. Do you know what I mean? The reality is they just want to have a beautiful ceremony and whoever that is for them. Yeah. Restaurants have really come into their own. They're like smaller, like we've got some, like, you know, really good food. People are, you know, some people are into the flowers. A lot of people are into the food and the wine and like spending a bit of money on that instead of having
the personal touches. Yeah, I think it's very much what people are looking for. This texter says, we'd a humanist wedding. My father-in-law still says, though, that we aren't married. Ruth Scott, Kira Elliott, Sean O'Connor, thanks a million for getting in touch. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk, conversation that counts.